ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura Daf Tes. The Mishnah tells us the din, Mimir min atzayn ala bokor, min abokor ala tzayn, min akfosim ala izim, min izim ala akfosim, min ascharim ala nakeves, min nakeves ala ascharim, min atzmimim ala bali mumin, min bali mumin ala tzmimim. Now as a rule, Rashi learns, whenever we say that one is meimer one thing in something else, for example, toiv bira, the first one is referring to the chulin one, and the second one is referring to the hegdish one. So toiv bira would mean the chulin was a tam, and the hegdish was a balmum. Rab toiv, the opposite, would mean that the chulin was a balmum, and the hegdish was a tam. Toisus, however, learns not like this. The top toisus, Dibur Maschil Shenemar, he says the other way around, toiv bira would mean that the hegdish was a tam, and the chulin was a balmum. Rab toiv would mean that the hegdish was a balmum, and the chulin was a tam. Taisus in the next Dibur Maschil, Ezeu Toiv Bira, he says that in the Seif of the Mishnah the terms are switched. That's an exception to the rule. As the Mishnah says, Ezeu Toiv Bira, Bali Mumin Shekotim Megdishim Mezmumon, there obviously the Ra is referring to the Hegdish, since here the Mishnah is telling us when do we say of Hegdish, Balmum has the ability to make Tmura, only if it was Kotim Megdishim Mezmumon, Beshas the Hegdish, the Mum was not there yet, and therefore it was Chalkadusha Saguf. If we ever had the Mum Beshas the Akdosh and it was never Chalkadusha Saguf, one cannot be Meimer. There Taisa says, Toiv Bira is the other way around. The first one is the Behemah of Chulin, and the second one, the Ra, that's the Behemah of Hegdish. Now the Gemara goes on to bring a Braisa. The Braisa is mavur that the din of the Mishnah, that one could be Meimer from two different Minim, from Tzayn on Bokor, from Bokor on Tzayn, from an Eiz to a Keves, Keves to an Eiz, or Zachar to Nekeva, the other way around. That's learned from the Pasuk which says, Im Homer Yomer Behemah Bibehemah, Vahi Hu Smrasa Yieh Kodesh. Now, which the pasuk uses the lashon of behema bibehema, that's mashma from any behema to another behema, regardless of whether it's the same min or not. Either way, the tmura is chal. As Brisk Rav over here in the chedushim is bothered, why would you need a drasha to tell us this din that one could be meimer from bokor to tzayin or the other way around, from a zachar to a nekeva? Why would one think misvara that tmura is only if it's the same min? So the Brisk Rav answers this question and he explains the chiddush of the mishnah will be negeya in a case. We had a carbon chatos, for example, if he's a regular yochid who has to bring in a keva for a chatos, and he's meimer by taking a zohar, he wants to switch the kedusha onto a chulin, which is a zohar. So the din would be that if he would have been makdish the zohar with the regular hakdosha, the Rambam is mavur that the hakdosha would not be chal. The Rambam says in Perek Daud Hilchos Psulim HaMekdoshim Halacha Yud Ches that if a hedyet who has to bring in a keva for a chatos is mafish a zohar for a chatos, then is that the kedusha saguf is not chal. The Mishnah is telling us, the Brisk Rav explains, that if it's done derech tmura, if he takes a zachar and he wants to be meimer from the chatos which he has onto the chulin zachar, the din is that the kedusha is chal, that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. The same would be the other way around, if he's mechuyev a chatos zachar, for example, a kohen mashiach, who has to bring a zachar, he brings a par lechatos, or a nasi, a melech, who also has to bring a zachar, he brings a sari lechatos. So if the melech or the kohen gadol are meimer onto a nekeva, even though this nekeva would not be chal in a kedusha saguf, if he would have been makdish it with a regular akdosha, now that he does it derech tmura, it is chal. So this is a din which is only negeya by a chatos. Other korbanis, for example, an oilo or an osham, which have to bedafka be a zachar, if he's makdish in nekeva, the sigul later on is mavur, this is on dafi tesam and beiz, if one is makdish in nekeva for an oilo or for an osham, the din is that kedusha saguf is chal. According to the way the Brisk Rav learns, the chiddush of the mishnah is only negeya by a chatos, which according to the Rambam, if it's done with the regular Akdosha, the Kedusha Saguf is Nachal, here the Mishnah is telling us that when it's done Derech Tmura, it is Chal. And the Shurim from David Salvation, he says, you could add further, that in truth, even a Ilah and a Osham, the second after you test some of Ezez Mavur, if one is Makdash in the Keva for an Osham or for an Ilah, so in truth, we understand his Akdosha to mean a Kedusha's Dom, not a Kedusha Saguf. However, the Gemara of there is Mavur, that there's a concept of Migu de Nachtel a Kedusha's Domim, Nachtel Nami Kedusha Saguf. We won't get into that sugya now, how exactly that migu works, but al kaponim, what's happening over there is that first it's chal kedushas damim, and then afterwards, once the kedushas damim is chal, mela could also be chal kedushas hagof. Therefore, Rav David explains that this would only work by a regular hakdasha. So although the din is that by regular Akdosha, if one is Makdash in Oilo Nekeva or Oshim Nekeva, eventually does get Kedusha Saguf, but it's only because first Kedusha is Dam Mischal, then afterwards there's a Migu. Therefore he says, when it comes to Tmura, there is no concept of Kedusha Dam being Chal by Tmura. Tmura is always Akdosha of Kedusha Saguf, so here it cannot be Chal Kedusha Dam at all. So without the Chiddush of the Mishnah, you would have said, although when it comes to a regular Akdosha, if one is Makdash in Nekeva for an Oilo or an Oshim, Kedusha Saguf is Chal, that's only through Migu Denachta, first Kedusha Zam Mizchal. When it comes to the Tumor where there is no Kedusha Zam, you would have thought that nothing will be Chal at all. That's as Mishnah is telling us that Kedusha Zaguf can be Chal. And the way it will be Chal will be different than a regular Akdosha. Regular Akdosha will be Chal through Migu Denachta, first Kedusha Zam will be Chal, and then Kedusha Zaguf. When it comes to the Tumor, the Chiddush of the Mishnah would be that it could be Chal Kedusha Zaguf, even though there was no Chalois of Kedusha Zamim. Now the Pshat in this din will be, just as when it comes to a Baal Mum, the din is that through a regular Akdosha, Kedusha Zaguf cannot be Chal on a Baal Mum, it's still Derech Tmura, Kedusha Zaguf is Chal on a Baal Mum. So too, when one is Meimer the wrong Min, like he's Meimer onto a Zohar for a Chatos, or onto a Nekeva for an Oilo, Kedusha Zaguf can't be Chal, similar to a Baal Mum. Now the Shirim from David, he points out that in truth, this Pshat of the Biskarov is really Beferish and Rabbeinu Gershom later on. And Dafir Chesom and Beiz, and Dibur Maschel Vlodon, he says that if one is Meimer from a carbon Oilo onto a Nekeva, the Tmura is Chal, and he quotes our Mishnah. Rabbeinu Gershom says this is Mavur in our Mishnah, which says that one could be Meimer from a Zohar onto a Nekeva, or a Nekeva onto a Zohar. He seems to be explaining this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, as the Risk Rav explains, that if one is Meimer onto a Min, which Bederech Chal, the Hagdosha would not be Chal, if it's done Derech Tmura, it can be Chal. And the Sefer Dvar Shol in Simon Taz Zayin, he also explains along these lines, Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if he's Meimer onto a Min, which Bederech Chal, the Hagdosha would not be Chal, since it's done Derech Tmura, it can be Chal. And he stresses that even though this din is learned from a separate drasha, from the Pasuk Behema Bibahema, as opposed to a Baal Mum, where also we learn a similar din, that Kedusha Zaguf could be Chal on a Baal Mum, that's from a different Pasuk, the Pasuk which says, Rab B'Toiv, he explains that you would not be able to learn one din from another din. Even if we have the drasha of Behema Bibahema, which tells us that Tmura could be Chal on a Min, which is not ready for that type of Kedusha, we would still not know that on a Baal Mum it can be Chal, since a Baal Mum is not ready for any type of carbon. In a certain way it's worse. And the other way around as well, if we have a Pasuk which says that Tmura works on a Baal Mum, the Pasuk of Rabbi Toiv, you could have said there the Kedusha Zaguf is Chal because at least you got the right Min. This Min is the right Min which is right for this type of carbon, if it would have been a Tam. But thinking when it's totally the wrong Min, perhaps that would be worse. That's why you need a separate Pasuk of Behema Bibehema. The Maaseh Dvar Shaul goes on and he says you could say another Mahalach in the Mishnah, another reason why you would need the Pasuk of Behema Bibehema, that one could be Meimer from one Min onto another Min. He says, even for example, a shlamim, anything is kosher for a shlamim, it could be a zachar or a nekeva, it could be bakar or tzayin. Still, he says, even there you need a pasuk of behema b'behema, one could have thought, since the concept of tumor is making an exchange, he takes the behema of chulin and he designates it to serve for the purpose of that which the original carbon was supposed to serve. It would only be considered an exchange in a case where he takes the identical min. If it's a different min, even if it's the type of min which can be chalonet, the kedusha of the original carbon, still you would think that that's not considered a hachlofa, that's not considered an exchange. That's what we learn from the pasuk, behema bebehema, that even this is considered a tamura. Now the next gemara continues, my talmuda, the gemara wants to know how we learn from the psukim, the din of toiv beran, rabbi toiv. Abaya says, neima kra loyach lifenev loyomeroi say toiv bera irabboi, betoiv achwin alomali, shmamino toiv meikar oise tamura, Ramei kari einu yisa tmura. Now, this mentioned briefly over here, Rashi explains in Dibur Maschol Nichtoiv, if the pasuk would have said toiv bira ira boy, havi mashma oira lo yomer loy betoiv veloy bira. If it would have said those words ra boy, you would have known that a ra, meaning a balmum of chulin, you cannot be named in toiv of hegdish or in ra of hegdish. Like a pute ersigu would be mavur, that the maisa whether one is maimer in a toiv of chulin with a ra of hegdish or the other way around. Rav Hegdish with Toiv of Chulin, or even Rav Bira, Rav Chulin with Rav Hegdish, in all these cases it would be included in the Dinim of Temura. However, it's important to know that there is a Rashi later on in the Masechta, Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, Dibur Maschel Uba Las Mum. Rashi there says, the Pasuk does not say Rav Bira, therefore Rashi holds that if one is Meimir a Balmum of Chulin for a Balmum of Hegdish, Temura is Nachal. Again, this will not be the Parshas of our Sugya, perhaps it's Machlikas of the Sugyas, but Al-Kaponim, it's important to remember that there is such a Rashi. Rashi holds the Maisa, the Tmur of a Baal Mum with a Baal Mum is Nachal. Now we'll continue on further down the Umr, the Gemara brings a Braisa on the Pasuk Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomer Oisai. So first the Braisa says, from the double Loshin we learn Lo Yachlifenu B'Shel Achirim, Isser of Tumura is both in the case where he had a carbon and in the case where someone else had a carbon. If he switches his behemah of chulin with someone else's carbon, that's included in the Isser of Tumura. And that Gemara asks, the Torah should only write the pasuk of lo yachlifenu, which has the mashmais of two different people. Lashon hachlof is mashma, that it's one person's carbon and someone else's behemah of chulin. If the Torah gives the Isser of Tumura with someone else's carbon, you know the kavah chaymer, his own carbon. We'll just mention Derech Agav over here. The Gemara a few lines back brought that Rava holds, even if we have a pasuk which tells us the Isser of Tumura by a case of Toiv Bera, where the original carbon was a Baal Mum and the Chulin is a Tam, we would not say a Kav Chaymer that if in that case where Eluye Koma Alile, he's switching the Behemah of Hegdish for something which is better, he's switching a Baal Mum with a Tam, if in that case the Torah Aster Koshka in a case of Toiv B'Toiv, Rava holds, Ein Anshim Min Adin, you cannot make that Kav Chaymer. Why over here does the Gemara say as a Dover Pasha that you'd be able to make a Kavah Chaymer if the Torah asks him making a Tumur with someone else's carbon, Koshkin with his own carbon? Why don't you say here the same thing, Ein Unshim Min Adin? So it seems the Pshat will be that here even Rava would be masking that this is considered only a Gili Milsa. The Gemara before where the Torah says Toiv Bira, the case the Torah is referring to is a case where the Hegdish was a Baal Mum and the Chulun was a Tam. Although Misfar does a Kavah Chaymer to say that surely in the case where they're both a Tam, the Torah were Aser. But still, now we say Ein Unshim Min Adin because it's clearly a different case. The case of Toiv B'Toiv, where they're both the Tam, is not included in the Pasuk. Mashenkin over here, where the Pasuk says Le'achli Fenu, so although there is a connotation that it means even someone else's carbon, but it wouldn't have to be Dafka someone else's carbon, you'd be able to say that including the Pasuk also is also his own carbon. So here the Kavah Chaymer is really to make a Gili Milsa, not to learn out a new din, rather to say that when the Torah says Le'achli Fenu, it includes both the case of Shel Achirim and a case of Shel Atzmai. Rakapam the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, if the Pasuk would just say Lo Yachli Fen, when not say Lo Yomarei say, you would have thought the Isser of Tumur was only in the case of Teitse Zu V'tikonis Zu, where he wants to be Makdish a second one, and be Maitzi the first one, the Chulin. Mashenkin in the case where he's not trying to release the first one from the Kedusha, rather he's being Maimer by being Makdish a second one as well, there you would think there is no Chiv Malkus, that's why the Pasuk says Lo Yomarei say. So completely what the Gemara means to say is we learn two dinim from the double lashon of the pasuk, le'achli fen of le'yamarai say. Firstly, we learn the din, le'ishtam b'shal asmi, le'ishtam b'shal achirim, which as the Gemara explains further on, b'shal achirim means, the Bayam said, kol ha'roitze lo'hamir, b'behemta yovi v'yomir. And the second thing we learn is, that both in the case of teitzei zu v'tikonis zu, and in the case of tevariko magdish, in both cases he's chayiv malchus. The way we're able to learn two dinim from the double lashon of the pasuk, is because the lashon le'achli fen has a mashmois, that we're talking about two different people. One person's meimer, his behemah of chulin from someone else's carbon. But since the Torah didn't only say le'achli fenu, that on its own would have been enough, we would have made a kavah chaymer, if tmur is from one person to someone else, koshkin his own carbon. From now, if the Torah added le'yomeroi, so we learn that even in the case of tevayu komagdish, that's also included in the isser of tmura. What exactly is the case of tevayu komagdish? In the Sefer Dvar Shol, Simon Yudches, Sifkot and Beis, he explains that surely in this case also, it's a type of tmura. He's not simply being magdish an additional carbon. Rather, what it means is it's different from the regular tamura. The case of le'achli fenu is where he takes a behemah of chulin and he wants to designate it to be used for the purpose that the original carbon was supposed to be used for. He wants that it should be brought as a carbon oilo or carbon chatos instead of the original carbon, and at the same time also he wants to release the kedusha from the original carbon. Here, this case of tevarikom magdish is also similar to tamura. He's designating a behemah of chulin to serve the purpose that the original carbon was going to be used for. Just in this case, he's not trying at the same time to release the Kedusha from the original carbon. He doesn't mind if it maintains its Kedusha. As long as the Ikr carbon will be the second one, the first one will get a din of Meisar, which means, just as if one has a Chiyuv to bring a carbon Eila, and he's mafish two behemoths for that one Chiyuv, so he's makrif one of them, the other one gets a din of Meisar, it's left over. There are dinim what to be done with extra carbonis. A kavanim here as well, his Ikr kavanah is that the second one should be the Ikr carbon, and the first one should be a backup. If eventually the second one gets Hukrav Kedin, then the first one will get a Din of Moisar. In this case, we would have thought maybe this is not included in the Isser of Tumura. The Isser of Tumura is only if at the same time that he's being Makdish the second one, he's trying to release the Kedusha from the first one. In this case, where he's not trying to do so, it would not be included in the Isser of Tumura. That's why the Pasuk says, L'yomaroisay, that tells us that in this case also, he's over the Isser of Tumura and he's Chayav Malkus. Like if Shudeo, it seems to come out from our Gemara, that the two psukim le'achli fen of le'yomaroisay are talking about two different cases. Le'achli fen is talking about b'shal achirim, le'yomar is talking about b'shal atzmai. Why do we not simply learn b'shal atzmi from a kavu chaymer from b'shal achirim? That, as the Gemara says, is because we're learning an additional din, even in the case of tevayi kol makdish, also is chayav malchus. That's the reason why the Torah said le'yamer oisa, even though we could have learned it from le'achlifenu. But l'maisa, the two different psukim are one for a case of b'shal achirim and one for a case of b'shal atzmi. However, if we take a look at Tosis in the beginning of the Masechta, on the Avbeza Menalf, Dibra Maschel, Vesifig, Esarboim, Tosis asks a kash over there, why does the Mishnah say that if one is Meimer, he's Chayiv 40 Malkus, the Chayiv should be Chayiv 80 Malkus, since there's two Lavin, Lo Yachlifenim, Lo Yomer Oisoy, and Tosis has two Terusim over there. The first Tosis says is, Lo Nochis, the Minion Malkiyos, and there really are two sets of Malkus, one for Lo Yachlifenim, one for Lo Yomer Oisoy, the Mishnah is Lav Dafka. Just another way of saying that there's a chiyuv malchus, but einah chami is really two sets. When the second Teres Taisa says that he's only chayv one set of malchus because the two psukim lo yachlifen and lo yom roisay are talking about two different cases, one b'shal atzvei and one b'shal chaveri. So Taisa himself seems to have a suffix about this. Is one chayv two sets of malchus for being meimer or one set? And Chayy would seem that the second Teres of Taisa is correct, as we see beferish in our Gemara. The Raisa tells us lo yachlifen was talking about b'shal achirim, lo yom is talking about b'shal atzvei. So the two different psukim we're talking about two different cases. How would there be two sets of malchus for one ma'isa tmura? The Charis Mukhach, you have to say that according to the first Teres of Taisus over there, although the Gemara does say by us that lo yachlifenu is b'shal achirim, that's a limit from the pasuk that iser tmura is even b'shal achirim, but it's not the pshat that it's two different shemais. It's not the pshat that there's two different types of ma'isa tmura where the hekdesh was his, and a ma'isa tmura where the hekdesh was someone else's. It's all the same shame, it's all the same ma'isa tmura. Although we need a drasha to tell us that it even applies in a case where it was someone else's carbon, still, after all said and done, lo yachlifenu and lo yom roisay are talking about the same maisa, and Torah is giving two lavim for the same maisa tzmura, and therefore, according to the first Teres of Taisus, won't be chayef two sets of malchus. Now we'll continue on. The Gemara before the Mishnah discusses what does the Braisa mean to say lo yachlifenu b'shel achirim? What exactly is the case where one will be meimer from someone else's carbon onto his behemah of chulin? The Gemara says, "Inayim a behemah the hegdash today, the chulin the alma." We're talking about the one who owns the original carbon, and he wants to maybe onto someone else's animal, someone else's chulin. Mimatsi magdish ish ki yakdish is basic kodesh l'Hashem omer achmano ma basic b'shusay af kol b'shusay. The same way one cannot be magdish someone else's item, it's not his to be magdish it. So too, when it's done derech tmuro, he cannot be magdish someone else's carbon with a meisa tmuro. Ve'el behemah the hegdash the alma the chulin the day. Elmai, we're talking about the one who owns the behemah of chulin, and the carbon is someone else's. Mi matzvis b'davar she'inei shaloi. The girsa of the Shita Mekbetzes over here is v'atanya ina d'matzvis b'davar she'inei shaloi. If one takes a look at Rashi and back on Zayin Amud Beis on the Mishnah and Divrei Maschil loy b'chatos v'osham, we see that Rashi has such a girsa. He quotes a brisa that says ina d'matzvis b'davar she'inei shaloi. He's referring to our Gemara, like the Shita Mekbetzes' girsa. Rakapan the kash of the Gemara is, if it's his chulin and someone else's hegdish, how can he be meimer and put a kedusha on his animal by placing on it a kedusha from a different animal, which is einei shaloi? The Braisa says that this doesn't work. On this, the Gemara answers the case it's talking about, where the owner of the carbon said, "Kol haroitzei lohomer yavoi v'yomer." He gave a shus anyone wants to be meimer from his carbon. In that case, you can be matvis even b'davash einei shaloi. Rashi and Zayin Amabez is telling us this is the reason why over there in that Mishnah, Kain cannot be meimer. Echatas v'osham, since he's not zeicha mechayim, therefore he doesn't have the ability to be meimer because of this call ina d'matzvus b'davar she'enei shaloi. Now this is really the first place the Gemara directly addresses this klal. In order for one to be meimer, the original carbon has to either be his, or at least he has to get rishus. The Vayim has to say kol haroitzei lohomer yovei v'yomer. And the Gemara's mavur, we don't have any drasha from a pasuk telling us this din that you have to be a bailim or have rishus from the bailim. Rather, it seems that it's a svara ina d'matzvus b'davar she'enei shaloi. And the Shash over here asks Akasha, where do we get this far that the matzvah is davar she'enei shaloi? He says, what is this different from that which we find the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Nazir? If one person says Arini Nazir, the Shama Chaveri v'Omer v'Ani, his friend hears that he became a Nazir, and he says, I also want to become a Nazir. So he's being matzvah in the original Nazir. He's making himself a Nazir just as the first one is. It's a form of hatfasa, even though it's einei shaloi. He's being matzvah in someone else who was a Nazir. That also works. Why should this be any different? He's being matfis, his behemah of chulin, with a kedusha from a different animal, someone else's carbon. It's also a type of hatfasa. Why is it pasha that over here it does not work with someone else's carbon? So the Rashash explains pshat, and other acharim learn this way as well. In Dvashol and Simon Yudches, Sifkat and Dalet, he explains this also. Since the Yisayr of Tumur is making an exchange, He's taking a behemoth of chulin and he's being makdash it as a carbon. In exchange, he wants his carbon to go out lechulin to take the kedusha off of someone's carbon. That's definitely something which only the Bailam can do. Therefore, even though the myself here, this is now what's happening, the carbon is remaining kegdish, but since Smur is trying to do such a thing, he has to be the one who theoretically would have the kayach to do this. To be over the Isser of Tmur, it has to be that the only thing which is preventing this Tmur from taking place is that which the Torah said, Vahayahu is from Rasa Yiyah Kaidish, otherwise it would have been Chal. Since he's not the Bailam, he cannot make such a Chalais to be Mafkiyah the Kedusha from someone else's carbon. Therefore, this would not be considered a Maisa Tmura. Which just that, even in the case which we spoke about before, that which the Gemara says, the case of Makdish Tarvayu, even in that case, what he's trying to do is, he's trying to make his behemoth of Chulin the Iker carbon, and the original carbon will be the backup, it will get a din of Meiser, that also is something which only the Bailam can do. Just as we know, for example, Psulei HaMikdashim, when a carbon gets a mum, the din is that it does have Pidyon, only the Bailam could do that Pidyon. One person cannot be paid to someone else's carbon without the consent of the Bailam. Here as well, in order for it to be considered a Meiser Tzmura, it has to be that he would be the one who would have the Kayach to be Meitzi the Hegdish L'chulin. The Rav Chanan the Kibbutz Shiurim, this is in Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Dalid. He has some Ha'aros over there in Meseches Tzmura. He's also bothered by this Kasha. What does it mean to say that in the Matzvah Sudova She'inei Shaloi, what is it different than Kainamais? For example, if a person says, Kikor Ze Alai Ke Korbin Chaviroi, he wants to answer his Kikor of Lechem, he says it should be similar to someone else's carbon, the din is that's hatfasa and it works, the nedr is chal. Why here is tmura different? We say in the matter is b'davar she'inei shaloi. So he explains as follows. He says, when a person makes a nedr, he answers his kikar, he says it should be like a carbon. In truth, even if there is no carbon anywhere in the world at the time, still the nedr will be chal. But she'inei came by tmura, there obviously has to be matvus in a different carbon. What's the chilek? He explains, the way tmura works is, the kedusha is nimshach from the carbon to the Tmura. The Kedusha that's Chal on the Tmura is not a new Kedusha, but Essen what he's doing is he's taking the Kedusha from the original carbon and he's extending it, he's spreading it to the second animal as well. He quotes Sigmund Zvachim Daf Memtes, which is bothered, how could it be that the original Hakdosha of a carbon cannot be Chal on a Balmum, Tmura can be Chal on a Balmum, which is say, Lo Yehei Tofel Chomer Min Iker. If the Iker Hakdosha cannot be Chal on a Balmum, then Tmura, which is like a secondary type of Hakdosha, that for sure should not be able to be Chal on the Balmum. And this the Gemara answers, Tmura mikoyach kodshim ko'asya. Which means that the Kedusha of Tmura is not a new Kedusha, rather it's coming mikoyach the original carbon, and since the original carbon was hukdash when it was not a balmum, Kedusha seguf was chal, now that same Kedusha is spreading to the second behemoth, the behemoth of chulin, now already has a din of Kedusha seguf, even though the second behemoth was a balmum at the time of the Tmura. This is one of the rayas which Rabbi Chanan brings, that the way Tmura works is that it's not a new Kedusha which is being chal, rather, it's a hamshacha, it's an extension of the original Kedusha. And with that, Rabbi Chanan explains, that's the pshat over here, why Einan Matzus B'davar She'inei Shaloi, the pshat is, since he's not making a new Kedusha on this behemoth of Chulin, he's taking Kedusha from the original carbon, and he's extending it to the second behemoth, the behemoth of Chulin. For that reason, the din is that you need the reshus of the Bailam. Taking Kedusha from someone else's carbon is not something which can be done without that person's consent. And this whole Yusayt of Rabbi Chanan is a new concept, a new way of understanding how Tmura works. There are possible rayas either for or against this Yisayid. For now, I'll just mention one point. This is negated to a nidin which we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta, and that is that it's muchach that a Maisa Tmura is not the same as a Maisa Chilul. We know that if a behemah has a mum, one can do a Maisa Chilul, that's something which is mutter, the Kedusha is transferred from the Hegdish to the Chulin becomes the carbon, and the Hegdish is Yotzel the Chulin. Yet as we see in our Mishnah over here in Daf Tes, when one is Meimer Toiv Bira, if he has a behemah of Hegdish which is a Baal Mum, and he's Meimer, he doesn't do a Maisa Chil, rather he does a Maisa Tmura, so he's over the Isser, and then it's Vahihus Rasa Yiyah Kodesh. We don't say that if the original carbon is a Balmum, then one can be Meimer because Batsim that's a Chil. Obviously there's a difference between a Maisa Chil and a Maisa Tmura. As the Mishnah says later on, Daf Chavav and Mabez, what determines whether he's doing a Maisa Chil or a Maisa Tmura is the Lashon which he uses. The Lashon of Harezu Tachas Zu, or Harezu Tmuras Zu, or Harezu Khalifas Zu, these are all the shyness of Tmura. However, if he says a rezu mechulelas alzu, that's a lashon of chilul. However, we still have to understand what ba'atzim is the difference between these two ma'isim. How is the ma'isa Tmura different than a ma'isa chilul? So we mentioned them from Achoinim. A number of Achoinim learned this way. Dvar Sholon Simen Aleph, the Sefer Dvar Avram Chilik Aleph Simen Tezvov Oizvov. They explain that a ma'isa of chilul is a ma'isa which is be'ikr done in the original carbon. He's taking the kedusha off of that carbon. Since the only way he can do this is if there's somewhere else where it could be chal, so he has to bring a behemoth of chulin for it to be chal, but akabar mizik or maisis to nafkiya the kedusha from the original carbon. Mashenkin and maisis of tmur is the other way around. It's beik or mais in the behemoth of chulin. He's trying to be makdish the behemoth of chulin. The purpose of this akdasha is now the second behemoth will be used to be mekayim his chi of carbon which he has on him. Once he has a new behemoth to be used for that chiv, the first behemoth is no longer necessary, he already has a replacement, and therefore he wants that the first one should be yotze lechulin. The Maisel Torah says that it doesn't work, his ikar Maisa is being done in the second behemoth, the chulin, which is being makdish now, it's not considered a Maisa in the original carbon. That's how the Achrenim explained the difference between a Maisa chil and a Maisa tzmura. If so, however, this chil would not seem to fit with the understanding of Rabbi Chanan and how the hakdosha of tzmura works. Rabbi Bachan understands that he's not making a new Maisa Akdosha, rather he's taking the Kedusha from the original carbon, and that already is the same as the Maisa Chilol, where he's taking Kedusha from the original carbon and transferring it to the second carbon. The way the Achrenim were differentiating between a Maisa Chilol and a Maisa Tzmuro is by saying that a Maisa Tzmuro is a new Akdosha on the second Behema, and the result of that is that the first one will go to Chulin. According to Rabbi Bachan, it will be hard to understand what is the Chilik between a Maisa Chilol and a Maisa of Tzmuro. This is the site of Rabbi Chanan, and this is another terrace to explain what is the pshat. Why would it be pashat misvara that a person would have to be the bayam in order to do the ma'isa tmura? Now, just mentioned, although as we said, the sig over here by us is mashma, that which one cannot be memer from someone else's carbon, that's a svara. The Gemara does not bring any pasuk. The Gemara simply says that ina the matzus b'davar she'inei shaloi. However, there's a raivit in teres kainim which is mavur, at this din that the carbon has to be his in order to be memer. That's learned from a pasuk. The Biskrov discusses this on the Mishnah Daf Zayin Amud Beis. In the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says the reason why a kohen cannot be meimer on a bechor which he was given is learned from the pasuk "Vahoyu hu is mrasa yiyah kodesh heichen kedusha chalav bebeis habaylim af tmur bebeis habaylim." Kipshuta, what this means is, and this is the mashmayus of Rashi, this is the makar of Rabbi Kiva that the kohen cannot be meimer since the kedusha was not chal on his rishos. From the pasuk we learn only the one who the kedusha was chal on his rishos has the ability to be meimer. Since the Kedusha was chal on the Rishus of the Yisrael, before it was given to the Kayin, he saw it as one who could be Meimer and not the Kayin. However, the Biskrov says that Teres Kayinim is Mashma, and he says this is how the Raivi learns, that this pasuk is really the Makar which tells us the Iker Din, that for one to be Meimer, he has to be the Bailim. That's what we're learning from this Drasha Vahiyu, who's from Rasa Yiyah Kodesh, the one who's the Kedusha was chal on his Rishus, meaning the Bailim, he's the one who could be Meimer. Someone else who's not the Bailim cannot be Meimer. This is not a Drasha to tell us that the only one who can be Meimer is the original Bailim and not the second Bailim. The Drasha is to tell us that Bechal you have to be a Bailim. Since Biskrov is bothered, if so, what is the Makar from here that the Kain cannot be Meimer? The Chayin, now the Kain is the Bailim. So the Biskrov tries to suggest a pshat, one can take a look over there. But Akapanam, we can take out of this, that although in Er Sugya, as we said, it's Kapshuta Mashma, that the din that one has to be Bailim in order to be Meimer is based on a Svar, not on a Pasuk. Lamaisa, according to the way the rival learns the Teres Kainim, and the Biskrov says this is the pashtus, the Teres Kainim means this. We are actually learning this from a pasuk, from Hayhu, Srasa, Yekodesh, we're learning that one has to be a Bailam in order to be Meimer. Now there's another point over here which has a lot of discussion in the Achrenim, that which the Sugya is Mavur, one person cannot be Meimer from someone else's carbon, only a Bailam can be Meimer. Yet the Gemara says that if the Bailam say, Kol HaRoitze Lohomer, Yovei V'Yomer, then someone else can be Meimer in a different person's carbon. And the Chayim discuss, how does this work? Does the Gemara mean to say that it works with Shlichus? When the Bailam say, Kol HaRoitze Lohomer Yovei V'Yomer, that's considered a Miner Shlichus. When afterwards, if someone is Meimer using his own Behema, the Tmur is Chal because it's considered to have Midon B'Shlichus the Bailam. Or does the Gemara simply mean that if the Bailam gives Rishos, you don't need a Miner Shlichus, as long as the Bailam allows someone else to be Meimer, that's ready enough even without the Parsha of Shlichus. In the Tshuvas Neidei Behuda, Madura Kama and Evan Ezer Simon Ayin Vov, is a Tshuv written to the Neidei Behuda from his Mechutin, Reb Yitzchak Kalevi Horovitz, who is also known as Reb Itzel Hamburger. He's discussing the Taisus in Bab Matzia Daf Yud Amud Beis. Taisus over there has two studim, in the cloud which we know Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, if one person is a man of someone else, a Shliach to do Avera, so it's not considered that it was done on behalf of the Meshaleach. However, Taisus has a Shaila, in a case where a shliach was sent to make a chalois, do we say that the shlichus is botol and the chalois is nachal? For example, if a kohen sends a shliach to mekadesh a grusha, so the klav ein shliach dvarveri will say that it's not considered that the kohen did an avera, it's not attributed to him. However, there's a machlekes between the two terutzim of Taisis, is the kedushin actually chal? And the tshuva over there, he says, the pasha surely is that it is chal. He brings a number of rayas to this. One of the rayas he brings is from Er Gemara and Tumura Daf Tes. The Gemara is mevuer that if one person says, kol reitzel lahomer yovei v'yomer, someone else could come and be meimer in a different person's carbon. Tumura is an avero. Why don't we say ein shliach l'dvar avero? From here he proves, like the Tzad of Tosis, that although ein shliach l'dvar avero tells us, it's not considered as if the Bala carbon was meimer l'inyan, that he gets the avero. However, the shlichus still works, and the Tumura was chal. If you hold like the other Tzad of Tosis, that the klal of ein shliach l'dvar avero is mevatel the whole shlichus, and when the Kohen sends someone to be Mekadosh the Grusha, the Kedushin is not Chal, we should say the same thing here as well. The Tumur should not be Chal, since you have to come on to Shlichus and Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, the whole Shlichus should be Batal. This obviously is assuming, like the Tzad, that when the Gemara says the Baal Karbon could say, Kol HaReitze L'Homer Yovei V'Yomer, and someone else could be Mimer, the way it works is through the Pasha of Shlichus, if what the Gemara would mean is even without the Pasha of Shlichus, just that the Baalim giving Rishus, that's already enough for someone else to come to be Mimer. Obviously, the whole riot would not begin. This is not the Pasha of Shlichus. Or in other words, what we could say is that according to the Tzad of Tosis and Baba Metzio, the Ein Shlichus of Dvar Avera is Mevatel the Shlichus, they would have to understand that the Din of Kol HaReitze L'Homer Yovei V'Yomer is without the Inyan of Shlichus. It's just by giving Rishus, that's already enough for someone else to come and be Mimer with a different person's carbon. Now, another possible right to this Shiloh is in Tosis and Avbeza Medbeiz Dibur Maschol Kotani. Tosis over there is referring to the suffix of the Gemara, whether a Goy could be Mimer in his carbon. The Gemara over there brought a brisa where there was a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi about Kotche Yakum. Reb Shimon over there says, Leinenin v'leimoyalin, ein chayavin leim v'sham pigol noisir v'tami v'ein oisin tamura. The Gemara says, obviously you see that Reb Shimon holds that a goy cannot be meimer. According to Reb Yosi over there who says, Re'ani kulon lahachmer, a carbon of a goy does have tamura. Tosis is down over there. Is that mucha that the goy himself can be meimer? Maybe we can understand what Reb Yosi means to say over there is that his carbon has tamura, but not if he himself is meimer, only for Yisrael is meimer. However, Tosis says, this can't be, because since the guy is the owner of the carbon, in order for someone else to be meimer, the only way it would work is if the guy says, Kol HaReitze L'Homer Yovei V'Yomer, and since the guy himself is not right to do tamura in his carbon, how would it be possible that someone else is better than him? The lashon of Tosis over there is, Ima Ivik HaChov Ma'atzmai Einois in tamura, Heich Efshar Lasa is Shliach. The last word of Tosis, there's a question about the Girsa, that saying Kotchem is Gerus, the word Shliach, that Lachar would seem to make sense over there. Rakapam, Tosis over there is saying that if the guy himself cannot be Meimer, he wouldn't be able to make a Shliach to be Meimer. Tosis over there, Lachar is Muchach, that the way it works when one says, Kol HaReitze L'Homer Yovei V'Yomer is the Parsha of Shlichus. Therefore, Tosis says, in order for the Shlichus to work, it has to be that the Mishaleach will have the Kayach to have done it by himself. And the Shittu Mekubetzes over there in Daf Beis Mabeis, he learns clearly like this, Padas Tosis. When he says over Tosis, the lashon which he uses is Kol Milsa Delhu Le'Motzi Ovid, Shlucha Nami Le'Motzi Ovid. Clearly, this is how he understood Tosfos. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis Ois Vav, he also discusses this Tosfos. He says Tosfos is mevur that the way Tumura works when one says Kol HaReitze L'Homer is with the Pasha of Shlichus. However, he does ask a kasha on Tosfos. If you really need the Pasha of Shlichus, then why does Tosfos have to say that when it's a Goy's carbon, Tumura is not going to work when the Yisrael does it because the Goy himself didn't have the ability to do Tumura? Tosfos could have also said that we know Ein Shlichus the Goy. A Goy was not given the Pasha of Shlichus b'chlal. So even if the guy theoretically would have been able to be Meimer, he would not have been able to appoint a Yisrael to be Meimer for him, since the guy does not have the parasha of Shlichus. Now further on over there, the Minchas Chinuch asks the same kasha on Tosis and Baba Metzia, which we mentioned before from the Tshuvas Noid Yehuda. He says, according to the Tzad of Tosis, that when we say Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, that's Mevatel the Shlichus, what will be the pshat over here, if Kol HaReitze L'Homer Yovei V'Yomer is working with Shlichus, since it's a Shlichus of Dvar Avera, the Shlichus should be Batel. He says, this would be mashmal like the other Tzad, Kol HaReitze L'Homer Yovei V'Yomer does not have to come onto the parasha of Shlichus, rather it just means that he has to give Rishus for someone else to be Meimer. However, he leaves off with Tzarachim, because if this is the case, that you don't need Shlichus, what would be the Pshat Tosis and Afbeiz and Mabeiz? Just because the guy himself cannot be Meimer, why would that be a reason that the Yisrael could not be Meimer either, if you don't need the parasha of Shlichus? Almaisa, there are other Achrayim who learn the Pshat and the Tosis of Ner and Afbeiz, when Tosis says that if the guy himself cannot be Meimer, the Yisrael cannot be Meimer either. Tosis doesn't mean because it has to work with Shlichus. The Shleim over there learns Kol HaReitze L'Homer is not with the Pasha of Shlichus. Firstly, because if it would need Shlichus, then Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera according to one Teretz of Tosis and Bab Metzia. And furthermore, the Taina that the Minchas Chinuch says, why didn't Tosis say that even if the guy would be right to be Meimer, but Ein Shlichus L'Akum? Therefore, he says, even though the Lashon of Tosis is Shlichus, Tosis doesn't really mean to say that you need Shlichus over here. Tosis does not mean the klal that kol heichad iulei matzi ovid shluchinami loy matzi ovid. Rather, what Tosfos means to say that if he himself doesn't have a kerech to be meimer, no one else could be meimer for him either. We'll see soon more of a hesber for this. Now, the Noida B'Yudim himself also holds that really over here it's not working with din shlichus. In the following Tshuva Ayin Zayin, he writes back to his mechutin. First, he writes that you can't ask a kasha from here on Tosfos in Bava Metzia, because even if it would work with din shlichus, you can't ask that the shlichus should be bottled according to that side of Tosfos, because here we have a drasha from a pasuk, l'yachlifenu v'lo yamaroi say, l'yachlifenu means l'yachlifenu b'shal achirim. Here the Torah is telling us that the shlichus is chal, but furthermore he says, al kach it's not working with din shlichus, because if it is, and here we have a gzeir sekosif telling us that the shlichus does work, then we should say that the mishalech is also chayiv malchus when the shlich does the tmura. Since we don't find such a thing, there's no one who says that when one person is meimer and someone else is carbon, the baal carbon is chayiv malchus. A karach is not working with din shlichus over here, it's just that he's giving rishus. And furthermore, the Noida B'Yudah says, this point is made by the Rishash as well, the Rishash is on the Tosfos and Daf Beis Amud Beis. If it is working with din shlichus and the Torah is telling us that here there is shlichus of Dvar Avera, why does this case of Tmur not appear in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara lists the few exceptions that we have to the klal of ein shlichus of Dvar Avera? Me'ila, Tvicha, and Mechira, these are cases where the Gemara brings a drasha from a pasuk that we do say yesh shlichus of Dvar Avera. We should have brought Tmura as well. From here, the Noida B'Yudah proves that the case of Kolaroitz Elohomer Yomer V'Yomer is not working with the Parasha of Shlichus. That's why Tmura is not listed over there. And that's why the Baal Karbon is not Chayiv Malkus when someone else is Meimer in his Karbon. Now, the Stipler in Kehilas Yaakov Simon Gimel, he also discusses this Nidoin that the Kolaroitz Elohomer Yomer V'Yomer is using the Parasha of Shlichus. He brings a number of rays that you don't need Shlichus. He brings one right from a Tosfos and Gittin Daf Samach Vov Amud Aleph Dibur Maskel Kol Hashemeya. According to one side of Tosfos over there, the lashon of Kol Haroitze is not considered to be a mina shlichus. For example, if he says Kol Haroitze Litraim Yovei VeYitraim, he says whoever wants can be mafish chuma for my peiris. Or if he says Kol Haroitze Lichtev Get LeIshti Yovei VeYichtev, whoever wants to write a get can write it and give it to my wife. According to the side of Tosfos, this is not considered a mina shlichus. And the Stipler says it will be muchach that an Erzig also is not working with Shlichus. An Erzig also, the Gemara uses that Lashon, Koloritza Lahomer, Yovev Yomer. According to that side of Tosfos over there, it will be muchach that over here it's not working with Shlichus. He brings other Zrayas as well. However, the Stipler continues, and he says, we also cannot say that over here all that's necessary is for the Bayam to be Mesalik his Ikov, for the Bayam to show that he does not oppose someone from being Meimer from his Behema. That also cannot be, he says, because then what will be the pshat on Tosfos and Daf Beis? If all that's necessary is the silik of the ikov, then what will be the problem if a goy, although he himself cannot be meimer, why can't he allow someone else to be meimer? And furthermore, the Stipler proves from the sheet of Rebbe Kiva and the Mishnah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Rebbe Kiva holds that the reason why a kohen cannot be meimer in a bechor is because of his drasha v'ayuhu esmasa yekodesh sheichan kedusha chalav beis baylim aftumur beis baylim. Nevertheless, that only the original baylim has the koyach to be meimer. If the reason why only the Bayam could be Meimer is just because he could be Ma'akev someone else from being Meimer. As soon as he takes away his Ikuv, then Mamele someone else can also be Meimer. Then why would it be that a Kohen who has the Bechor right now cannot be able to be Meimer, even if he's not the Bailim, as long as there's no one else who is the Bayam that's being Ma'akev, and here there is no one else, because he's the full owner of this Bechor, there's no one else who has Bailis in it. Once there's no one else who has Bailis to be Ma'akev him, Mamele should be able to be Meimer, even if he wasn't the original Bailim. In other words, this kind should not be any worse than the case of Koloritza Lahomer Yovev Yomer, the same way when the Bailam is Mesalik his Ikov, the male anyone else could be Meimer. Here also, there's no one that's being Ma'akev the Kain, since there's no one else who has any Bailis in this carbon. A similar kasha we could ask from the beginning of the Masecht on Daf Beis is Machaikas between the Meir and Rabbi Huda whether a Yerush could be Meimer. According to Rabbi Huda, a Yerush cannot be Meimer, and the question would be, if you don't need to be a Bailam to be Meimer, you don't have to be a Shliach of the Bailam either. All you need is that the Bailam says that he's not Ma'akev from someone else to be Meimer. So what should be the problem with a Yerush being Meimer? Even if a Yerush does not have a full Bailus in this carbon, since there's no one else who has any Bailus in it, it should be like the case where the Bailam said that he doesn't object from someone to be Meimer. Here also there's no one who's objecting, there's no one who has to be Mesalik their Ikov, therefore it should be Poshut that a Yerush could be Meimer. And because of these kashas, the Stipler says we have to take a different Mahalach. Other Achayim say along the same lines, the Eilas Shleima and Daf Beis, the Chuvus Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simon, Samach Zayin, Oiz Beiz. Achayim say we have to take a middle of the road Mahalach. On one hand, it's not that you need a Bailim or a Shliach of the Bailim. You don't really need the Parsha of Shlichus. Yet on the other hand, it's not simply that the Bailim has to be Mesalik his Ikuv. You don't need a Nikoyach from the Bailim, just that he doesn't object. Rather, a third side, one has to either be the Bailim or he has to get the Koyach of the Bailim in order to be Meimer. So though you don't need a regular parasha of shlichus, you do need that the Balaam gives over a koyach to someone else to be meimer. This is learned from the pasuk over here. Lo yachlifeinu means b'shal acherim, and on that the Gemara explains, it means the case where he says, kol ha'reitzei lahomer. What we're learning from the pasuk is that not only the Balaam himself could be meimer, he could give over his koyach to someone else to also be meimer. Not that it's working with the parasha of shlichus. Shlichus will mean that the mice is attributed back to the meshaleach, and if the Torah is telling us that here we say yesh shlichus l'dvar avera, then the Baal HaKorban would already be chayav malchus. That if here he's giving over his koyach to someone else and allowing them to be meimer. A mashal to this Stipler says, a similar example, si v'kabli kidushayich, where a man tells his daughter who's a ketana, go and be mekabel kedushin on behalf of yourself. So this is not considered shlichus, because in shlichus l'ketana, it cannot be that he's being memane his daughter to be a shliach, rather he's giving over koyach to his daughter and telling her that she can be mekabel kedushin on her own behalf. The Stipler explains, here specifically it works, because here his daughter herself has a shaychus to the kinyan. It's not like he's being memane of someone else who's a stranger. She herself is the one who's being miskadeshes. So to Tmura, the Balaam is giving over his koyach to someone else, who anyways has shaychus over here, because that person is using his own animal to be meimer on from his friend's carbon. Rakhavam, the Stipler says, now we'll understand what is the Pshat Tosfos in Daf Beis, that since he has to give over a koyach, he himself has to have the koyach. Therefore, if a guy would not be able to be meimer from his own carbon, a Yisrael would not be able to be meimer either, the guy cannot give over a koyach which he himself does not have. According to this, we understand what is the Pshat, why Yerush cannot be meimer according to Yehuda, because one needs to be either the full Balaam or he has to get the koyach of the Balaam. A Yerush is not enough of a Balaam to be meimer. And so to a Kohen who has a Bechor, the Bailus of the Kohen is not the original Bailus where the Kedusha was Chal, therefore you cannot be Meimer. In other words, according to this Yisrael of the Kohen, one definitely does need a Koyach of a Bailam in order to be Meimer. The Bailam can give over that Koyach to someone else as well, but there are certain conditions what's considered Bailus in order to have the Koyach. It has to be that he's the original Rishos of the Kedusha, and it has to be that he's a full Bailam as opposed to a Yerush according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Mahalach of the Kohen to understand the Klal of Kol Ritzel Homer Yovev Yomer, that he's getting a Koyach from the Bailam. Now continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon. According to Tanakama, Memirin Echad b'Shnayim v'Shnayim b'Echad, Echad b'Meya b'Meya b'Echad, and according to Reb Shimon, Im Memirin Ela Echad b'Echad, Shnemar Val Yehu Smrasa Yiyakodesh Mahu Miyuchad Afi Miyuchedes. The Gemara brings a Braisa to explain the back and forth between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Halacha we passing like the Tanakama. The Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Tzmura Halacha Yedalad. He says, "Heimer echad b'meya imeya b'echad, bein b'bas achas, bein b'zeh achar zeh, harei elu tmura, veloike keminin habehemois sheheimer." Ram says, "Tmura is chal, echad b'meya imeya b'echad, like the sheet of the Tanakamo, and he's chayiv malchus according to the number of behemois that he was meimer, meaning the number of behemois of chulin." Now which the Ramam says, "Bein b'bas achas, bein b'zeh achar zeh," the Mari Korkus explains, since in the Gemara there's machaikus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, b'das Reb Shimon, Reish Lakish says that even according to Reb Shimon, one could be meimer v'chayzer mu'meimer. As he explains, Kedusha Rishayna dehegdash leheichan holcha. Reb Yochanan holds that according to Reb Shimon, one cannot be meimer v'chayzer mu'meimer, just like he cannot be meimer v'basachas, so to b'zeach arzeh. But Akupayim, since even according to Reb Shimon, there's a machaikus whether one could be meimer v'chayzer mu'meimer, surely according to the Tanakamo, who says that one can be meimer shtayim ba'achas, for sure he would hold that it works also b'zeach arzeh. Now which the Rambam paskins that he's chayiv malchus kaminin habehimayis shehimir, so Mari Korkus says, this is not a mefarish gemara, this the Rambam writes misvara. He says, surely in a case where he was meimer uchayzer u'meimer, there shall he would get malchus for both meisim of tmura, each one is a separate meisa, and since the original kedusha leheichan aholcha, the second tmura is no different than the first tmura, there surely misvara would make sense to say that one is chayiv two sets of malchus. However, he says, what about in the case of a basachas? He says, Ram is mashmal, there also the dinner that he's chayav malchus according to the number of behemoths of chulin. So if he's meimer from one behemoth of hegdish onto 10 behemoths of chulin, he'll be chayav 10 sets of malchus. If it's the other way around, however, he says, if he's meimer one behemoth of chulin from 10 behemoths of hegdish, it won't be that he's only chayav one set of malchus. As Ram is mashmal, when the Ram says, Loshin keminyan habehemoths shehimer, he explains that means according to the behemoths of chulin. And he explains because in that case, where he's meimer from 10 of Hegdish onto 1 of Chulin, if it would have been Bezeach HaZeh, surely the din will be that he's not chayiv for each one, because once the behemah of Chulin became a carbon, with the first Tmura, the second Maisa Tmura is meaningless. A Maisa Tmura has to be from a behemah of Hegdish to a behemah of Chulin. Therefore, he says the same is also true when he's meimer from 10 behemahs of Hegdish onto 1 behemah of Chulin. You can't be mechayiv in more than one set of Malkus, meaning because it's really only one chalais of Tmura which is chal on the behemah of Chulin. It's not shaykh to have more than one chalais. Once it's already hegdish, a second tumor is not possible. Now the Marikurkas then continues and he says, in truth it really is not so pashut, perhaps even in the case where he's meimer 10 behemoths of chulin from one behemoth of hegdish, maybe there also the din is that he's only chayiv one set of malchus. He says there we could look at it as one meisa tmura, he's doing one tmura from the behemoth of hegdish onto 10 of chulin, maybe there also the Rambam would hold that he's not chayiv 10 sets of malchus. That which Rambam says that you chayiv malchus communion habehemoth, that would only be in the case of zeachar zeh, where he's meimer from one behemoth of hegdish onto one of chulin and then again onto another one of chulin. That's what Ram would say, Yerchayiv Malkus, Kaminyan HaBehemes Shehimir. But if it's Babas Achas, that's one Maisa, and it's considered only one time being over Lo Yachlifenu, there will only be Chayiv one set of Malkus. And then the Marikurkus concludes that if it will be 10 Behemes of Hegdish onto 10 Behemes of Chulin, then even if it is done Babas Achas, that clearly will be considered 10 different Maisim. Since he's being Maimer from different Behemes, it's not like the case where he's being Maimer from one Behemes of Hegdish onto 10 of Chulin, there perhaps you could consider it one Maisa, and he's only Chayiv one set of Malkus. If it's from 10 behemoths of Hegdish onto 10 behemoths of Chulin, that's a separate Maisa Tzmura from 1 to 1, then he definitely would be chayiv 10 sets of Malkus, even if it is actually done by Basachas. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis Oysir Gimel writes as a Dover Poshet, even if he's Meimer Basachas, 1 behemoth of Hegdish onto 10 of Chulin, also then is that he's chayiv Malkus for each behemoth of Chulin. The Kira Sefer, however, on the Rambam takes the other tzad. He says that if it's done through one Maisa, then he's only chayiv 1 Malkus. That which Rambam says when is Chayiv Malkus Kaminin HaBehemes Shehimir, that Rambam is referring to the case where it was done B'Zeach Arzeh, there it's separate Maisim, there you Chayiv for each one separately. The Sameach discusses this Nidin as well in Hilchos Tmura Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Daled, and he says since the one Daf Gimel Amar Beis is Mavur, the reason why one is Chayiv Malkus for Tmura, even though it's Alav She'im by Maisa, is because B'Dibur Yisavin Maisa, something is Chal through this Dibur. If so, he says, in the case where one was Meimer from 10 behemoths of Hegdish onto 1 behemoth of Chulin, so only one Maisa was Chal, only one behemoth became Hegdish, therefore you could only be Chayiv one set of Malkus. Mashenkin, if it's the other way around, if it was 1 behemoth of Hegdish onto 10 of Chulin, so you have 10 times with Dibur Yisavin Maisa, 10 Chalosim were Chal, therefore you could be Chayiv 10 sets of Malkus. He then continues and he says, even if you hold the Derech Lashita of the Rambam, the Rambam is mevur that although Tzibur and Shutfim, the din is that the Tmur is not Chal, still the Rambam is mevur that is considered a Maisa Tmur and one is Chayiv Malkus. If so, he says, L'chad is not dependent on the Chalois. Still, he says the same thing will be true, that if one was Meimer from one of Hegdish onto 10 of Chulin, he'll be Chayiv 10 sets of Malkus, and he explains because since the din is Meimirin v'choizir Meimirin, if we would have done it B'zeach Arzeh, each time we would have been Meimer from one of Hegdish onto one of Chulin, so that will be Chal, meaning since theoretically it could have been done one after the other. Therefore, we look at it as if it's 10 different meisim that are happening simultaneously, and since these 10 different meisim are happening on 10 different behemoths, that separates the meisim and makes it that you could be chayiv for each one individually, so therefore the meisim is chayiv 10 sets of malchus. Hashenkin, if it's from 10 of Hegdish onto 1 of Chulin, where it would not work with Zeach Arzeh, once he's meimer onto a behemoth of Chulin and it becomes Hegdish, it's not shayich a second meisah tmura. Therefore, it's really considered one meisah of being meimer from 10 onto 1, therefore you cannot be chayiv 10 sets of malchus. This Svar of the Arsamech is similar to that which we saw from the Marikurkis. He compares this to a case where one is over the Isser of Oisei Ves Benoi, then is that if one shechts the mother and afterwards shechts the two children, so he's Chayiv Malkus for each child that he shechts. If, however, it's the other way around, first he shechts the two children and afterwards he shechts the mother, there is only Chayiv one set of Malkus, the Pshat, because there's just one Maisa Avira when he's shechting the mother. Now, I'll mention another interesting point which the Brisk Rav discusses over here. And that is in the case of the Mishnah where he was Meimer Echor B'Shnaim, one behemoth of Chulin from two behemoths of Hegdish, according to the Tanakam of the Tumur is Chal. And the Mishnah discusses, is the Pshat that the Tumur could be Chal potentially from either one, or is the Pshat that the Tumur is Chal, i.e. both of them, the Hegdish from both of them goes over to the Tumur. And he says, Pashas, the Svar will be like the second side, that the Kedusha from both of them is being Chal onto the one of Chulin, and he brings a few Nafgaminas. One Nafgamina would be, there's a Gemara later on, Daf Chavov, Omer Aleph, which is Mavur, that if one does tumur from a behemoth which has a kedusha dechuya, then on the tumur also it's chal a kedusha dechuya, and it's not roi for akrova. Kedusha dechuya means, for example, where there are two shutfim, and one of them is makdash kedusha saguf his chelek, he's makdash his chelek for a carbon, and then afterwards his friend, the shutf, is also makdash his chelek. So the Gemara says, in this case, the din is kedusha ve'ina kreva, since at the time of the first hakdosha, only half of it was chal, at that point it was not roi lakrova, so it had a kedusha which was not roi lakrova, that's called dechuya. And even afterwards, when the second shutif is makdash his chelek, now it has a full kedusha, but since there was a point in time where it had a kedusha and it was not roi for akrova, it becomes dochoy, and will never become roi for akrova. And the Gemara there says, the din is that if he takes this behemoth, which has a kedusha dchuyah, and he's meimer onto a behema of chulin, then is that the tmur also gets the same status of kedusha ve'ino kreva. It's also kedusha dechuya. And the Brisker of Shaila is, what about in the case where he's meimer from two behemas of hegdish onto one of chulin, and from the two behemas of hegdish, one of them had a kedusha dechuya? So what's the din with the tmura? If he'll say that when the Mishnah tells us that one can be meimer from two onto one, it doesn't necessarily mean that the kedusha of both of them is chal in the one, rather either one potentially could give over its kedusha. If that's the case, then over here, as long as it got a full kedusha from one of the two behemoths, which was roi lakrova, then the tmura also would be roi lakrova. If whatever the Mishnah means, in the case of Echer Bishnaim, that the tmura is getting the kedusha from both of them, it has to come jointly from them equally, then anyway, since the kedusha that it's getting from one of them is not a kedusha which is roi lakrova, the tmura also will not be roi lakrova. Furthermore, the Biskrov says, according to the Shita of Rashi later on in Daf Chav Zayin, which we quoted briefly before, Rashi mevur that tmura cannot be chal min hara al hara. If both the hegdish and the chulin are bali mumin, then the tmura is not chal. If so, the Biskrov says, in the case where he was meimer echer b'shnayim, from two of hegdish onto one of chulin, if one of the two of hegdish is a balmum, and the behem of chulin is also a balmum, so since the din of the Mishnah echer b'shnayim is not a pshat that the kedusha could be chal from either, that there has to be chal from both of them, here in this case where it cannot be chal from the balmum of hegdish, that part of the tmura is not chal, and he was meimer dafka echer b'shnayim has to be coming from both of them, therefore the tmura will not be chal at all. However, the Biskrov does ask that there's a Rashi later on Daf Chav Zayin which is mevur not like this. Rashi Dibur Maslal Gavro is talking about a case where you have two of Hegdish and one of them is a Balmum, and the Behemah of Chulin is also a Balmum. Rashi is mevur that the Tmura will be Chal from the Behemah of Hegdish, which was a Tam. So the Biskrov explains, he says, the reason why we say that when one is Meimer Echer B'Shnayim, the Pshar is it's one Maisa Tmura, the Kedusha is coming from both of the Hegdish together, the Pshar is because without that, since if he would try to be Meimer from Hegdish to Chulin, and afterwards try to be Meimer once again, the second one will not be Chal. If so, then there's a problem, Be'etzem, of Kol She'ino B'Zachar Zeh, B'Bas Achas Einoi. If he's trying to do two Maisim of Tmura, one from each Hegdish onto the Chulin, and he's trying to do both at the same time, then neither one will be Chal. Since one cannot be Chal after the other, then if he tries to do both at the same time, neither one would be Chal. Therefore, when the Mishnah says that one can be Meimer Echer B'Shnayim, it's not the Pshat that he's doing two Maisim of Tmura from both of them at the same time. If that was the case, then nothing would be Chal. Rather, it's a new concept of a tmura which is coming jointly from the two of Hegdish onto the one of Chulin. For that reason, like the Biskrov says, if one of the two of Hegdish was a Kedusha Dechuya, then it will be Chal on the Behemah of Chulin also a Kedusha Dechuya. But Shaykin in the case where he's Meimer from two of Hegdish and one of them is a Balmum, one of them is a Tam, and the Chulin is also a Balmum, since according to the Shita of Rashi, a tmura from one Balmum to another Balmum doesn't work, so over here he's doing two Meisim, but one of them anyways cannot work. So here if he would have done the two Meisim of Tmura B'zeh Charzeh, regardless of which one he did first, either way, from the Balmum would not be Chal, from the Tam would be Chal. So when he does both the Basachas, we don't say the Basachas ain't nothing is Chal, rather from the Tam can be Chal. And from here, when he's Meimer Achas B'Shnayim, we're not forced to interpret his Maisa as one Maisa of Tumur coming from the two Mehimes of Hegdish at the same time, rather we could look at it as if it's two separate Maisim happening at the same time, and the Tumur from the Balmum would not be Chal, from the Tam will be Chal. Now continue on to Reb Ovin's Shaila. At the bottom of the Omer, Reb Ovin has a Shaila Bodas, Reb Yochanan Aliba de Reb Shimon, the Ein Memirin V'Choizin U'Memirin. What about in the case where we have Shnei Gufin and Shnei Kedushais, do we say they're also Ein Memirin U'Choizin U'Memirin? Cases where he has an Asham, he was already Memir with it once, afterwards it was Humam V'Chilaloy, so now he has a different Guf, and furthermore he was Neskaver Ba'acher, therefore this second Guf was Nitzak Re'iyah, became an Oila. Now he wants to be Meimer with it once again. Do we say here also Ein Memirin V'Choizin U'Memirin? Here it's a different Guf and a different Kedusha. The Gemara clarifies that really Rav had two Shailas. His first suffix was about Shnei Gufin V'Kedusha Achas, and then he had a second Shaila. Even if in that case he'll say Ein Memirin V'Choizin U'Memirin, what about a case of Shnei Gufin V'Shtei Kedushais? That Gemara leaves off Bateku. This is according to the first Lashon of the Gemara. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara, Rav had two Sveikas. His first suffix was a case of Shnei Gufin V'Kedusha Achas. And the second suffix was Shtei Kedushais V'Guf Achas. The Gemara clarifies, according to the second Lashon, first Reb Ovin had a suffix about Shnei Gufin V'Kedusha Achas, and then he said, even on the tzad over there, Ein Meimer Choizir Omeimer. If it's Guf Achas V'Shtei Kedushais, perhaps over there, Meimer Choizir Omeimer. In other words, according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, it was more mistabit to Reb Ovin that one should be able to be Meimer Choizir Omeimer in a case where it's two Kedushais and one Guf, more than in a case where it's two Gufin and one Kedusha. Furthermore, according to the second Lashon, if it's Shtei Gufin and Shtei Kedusha, so it's Pasha to Reb Ovin, then Meimer Choizir Meimer. There he never had a Safik. His Safik goes back to two cases, the case of Shtei Gufin and Kedusha Achas, and the case of Shtei Kedusha is Veguf Achas. Now I'll mention a few horrors over here. Firstly, in that Rabbi Avin speaks about a case of humam v'chillah yalacher. This is a case where it will be shnei gufin. It's a different guf, a different behemoth, but it's coming for the same chayvas carbon as the original behemoth was. If we have a shaila coin to Shimon, whether here also we'll say ina meimer or chayzer or meimer. In truth, what really is the connection to the original carbon? When the original carbon got a mum, and what is mechal that kedusha from the original carbon? So in truth, chilah can be done in one of two ways. It can be done onto money. That money will have the kedusha's damim, and he'll buy another carbon with the money. Or it could be mechal directly onto another animal. Kipshut, even when he's mechal onto another animal, what's transferring is only the kedusha's damim, not the kedusha's haguf. He's taking the monetary value of the original behemoth, which has kedusha's damim, and he's transferring it onto a new behemoth. It's not the fact that the kedusha's haguf is being transferred. If so, the question could be posed, would the same shaila also be in the case where he transferred the kedusha onto damim, and with that damim he bought another animal? Would we say there also, since this animal has the kedusha's damim from the original behemoth, there also Rabbi Shimon would say inu meimer or chozer meimer, or perhaps no, the Gemara's suffix is only in the case where he's mechal directly onto another behemoth, not where he's mechal onto money. In truth, we could really point out further, since the only connection from the second behemoth to the first behemoth is the kedusha's damim, and the whole concept of tumur never works when something has only kedusha's damim. Tumur is only from kedusha's haguf. He transfers that kedusha onto another behemoth. He gives that the kedusha's haguf the same as the original one had. If so, the whole concept of tumur is only negated to kedusha's haguf and not kedusha's damim. One would have to understand what is the pshat over here. If one is mechal the first behemoth, which had tumur done already, he's mechal onto a second behemoth. If the only connection between the second behemoth and the first behemoth is the damim, the second one has the kedusha's damim that the first one had, and kedusha's haguf they're not related at all, and tumur is dependent on kedusha's haguf, why would there be a problem of einu meimer or chozer meimer over here according to Reb Shimon? To that point, we need hesber, but upon him, the question would still remain, what about in the case where he's mechal onto damim, and then from that damim he buys another behemoth? Would Reb Avin have a suffix over there as well? Pashtus the Gemara's mashmah, that's not the suffix. His suffix is only when he's mechal directly onto another behemoth. These shailas will need further iyun. Another shaila which is discussed in the sugyo is negeh to the Rashi over here in Dibur Maschal v'nitak le'oilo. Rashi says, Osham shekipru bailov ba'acher stomi l'shem oilos nidvas tzibur koi. Dehainu min ha-moisreis temedrish ha-yoda ha-koyin. Rashi says, the din of nitak le'oilo is that an osham which is left over is brought as a korban tzibur, an oilos tzibur. And a number of chayim ask over here, the Rashash and others, the Gemara later on daf yigimol ha-mebezes mevur, that if you hold osham shekipru bailov nitak le'iyo means that it goes l'oilos nidvas tzibur, and there really is no tzad that one could be meimer from this korban, because one cannot be meimer from carbon tzibur. So in truth, there's a machaikus in the Mishnah later on, daf chof amid beis, what is done with the money from Osham Shnitig L'Ri'iyo. According to the Tanakhama, the money goes for Oilas Nidvas Tzibur, and according to Rabbi Lazar, Levayim himself brings a carbon oilo, a carbon yachid, and the Gemara daf yagimel is mavur, that Rabbi Avin's suffix is only negay if you hold that Osham Shnitig L'Ri'iyo goes for a carbon yachid. If we go to a carbon tzibur, sure there will be no tmura just as a carbon tzibur. This is the Kasha and Rashi who brings over here the man Omer who holds that Asham Shnitig Duriya goes for Oilas Nidvas Tzibur. The Rashash says, Akarch, we have to change the Girsan in Rashi over here. Instead of saying Nidvas Tzibur, Rashi should say Nidvas Yochid. Now one final point over here on the Sugyo is the Kasha which Rashid Mekbetes asks over here in the Ashmatais, and that is if Rebbe is looking for a case with Shtei Gufin and Shtei Kedushais, he didn't have to talk about a case where it was Humam v'chilla yal acher. He could have spoke about a case where he had an Asham. He first was Meimer with that Asham. Afterwards it was Nevad, and he was Mafish the second one. Then he found the first one, and he was Meskapu with the first one. So then the second one is extra, it's Meiser, and then it's supposed to be Nitik l'Ri'iyo. So here you have the second behemoth, it's two Gufin, and it's two Kedushas. After it's Nitik l'Ri'iyo, and gets the din of an Oilo. If Rav Avin was looking for a case of Shnei Gufin and Shnei Kedushas, he could have spoke about this case. He didn't have to speak about a case where it was Humam v'chilla yal acher. In the Sefer Pirushim v'chidushim on Maseches Tumura, he addresses this kasha, and he wants to suggest that in this case, where he lost the first asham, he was mafresh the second one, and then he found the first one, since he had both ashams in front of him, he could have been makrif either one of them, so then they get it din as one guf. He quotes the Sugya Mila Daf Vav, where we find such a similar concept. When you have two behemoths, they are both hufresh for the same kapara, they're both befaninu, then they get it din as one guf. Here as well, when he was Meimer with one Asham, afterwards he got lost, he was Mafresh the second one, and he had both of them in front of him, he chose to be Makrif the first one. There, the second one, which is the one that's left, will not have a din as a separate guf, that already will be considered the same guf. This Mahalach is a Chiddush, but this will be a teres to the Kasha of the Sheet of Mekubetzes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.